Now, Nick, before the break, we were talking about all the new features with this Ford Escape. We should recap and say it's been the bestseller in Canada for how many years?
It has been the best-selling vehicle in its segment for the last 9 years in Canada. It's been overall the best SUV overall for the last 8 years. So a really good success story.
And it's something about in the presentation you gave to the journalist yesterday about the name recognition for Escape and also for Ford as a brand is increasing. People are really, you know, aware of the brand.
Absolutely. You're looking at what we call brand health. And especially when it comes to Escape, 80% of Canadians, when you say Ford Escape, they all know what it is. So, of course, it's really well recognized in Canada. And, of course, you know, the success of the vehicle is by no means, or has to be part of that recognition that we see. So really good equity into the name. And as we're launching the new one, we're really excited to see where the brand is today.
Okay, let's get into the price. That's the big question. So you've got a brand new vehicle, lots of technology, a huge update technology-wise from the older model. Have you tweaked the price up, or is it staying the same? How close are we?
Well, one of the reasons why Escape has been enjoying such a success is the great value proposition that we've had in the marketplace. So as we looked at the 2013 model, it was important not to go away from that. Actually, we're bringing back a model that we haven't been offering in Canada, the entry model that we haven't been offering in Canada for the last few years. The XLS model that's sold here in the U.S. but not in Canada, we've brought that back, and it's called the S model. It's only an automatic transmission, 6-speed automatic transmission with sport shift, and it starts at $21,499. So which is the lowest price for a small compact SUV with automatic transmission in Canada. And it was important to us that to keep offering the value proposition for the launch of this great new vehicle.
Will there be a manual available?
There is no manual available as we go in North America at this point. There is a manual transmission in Europe. But the sales were, you know, if you look at the number of people that would select that manual transmission, it's less than 2%.
Right. But those people feel abandoned. There's nowhere to go anymore for a manual transmission.
Well, that's why when we talked to the engineers about we're going to go with a 6-speed automatic transmission. It was really important for us to keep offering that manual shift, which is what we call select shift with sport mode. And it's much more than just changing gears automatically. It really provides a more a sporty environment for when you're driving. So it's really important for us to keep delivering that.
Well, I like that because I've noticed here you've got on the shifter, if you go right to the bottom, it says S for sport mode. You don't have that in Focus. And I would like to have that in Focus.
I think it is coming.
Okay, good.
I think it is coming as we're tweaking. So, of course, it changes the transmission, but also applies other changes to the driving, the onboard computer that will provide a sporty ride or a sportier shift pattern as you're moving. It's a really cool feature. We have it on Edge. It's been introduced on Edge and Escape, and then it's slowly going to make its way through the rest of the lineup.
Okay, now let's get into that's the base model. Is how much again?
$21,499 for the S model.
Okay, now to get into the one that has the EcoBoost engine, how much for that?
You're looking at the SC model. So again, SC replaces the XLT model from last year at $26,899. So again, it hasn't changed that much versus the 2012 version, but we're adding a lot of content. The EcoBoost engine with up to 20% better fuel economy. We've got heated seats standard, even in the cloth for Canada, which is new as well. You get 17-inch alloy wheels versus the 16s of last year. So a lot of content that we've added into the vehicle, really without charging the whole price for it. So.
And $1,600 to get to the 2-liter EcoBoost.
Absolutely. On that SE trim, the $1,600 would give you the upgraded engine to the V6-like performance, but with a 4-cylinder fuel economy.
Okay, I'm trying to get my head around this. Okay, so you're getting, this price went out here. You want to get the SE. You want to get the 2-liter EcoBoost, trust me, and then you want to get all-wheel drive. I'm up near 30 grand, right?
You're getting close. You're looking at the $1,600 for the 2-liter engine, and then $2,200 for the four-wheel drive versus the front-wheel drive. So you're getting close to that 30 grand.
And that's where everybody's landing to get their, you know. But you're getting V6 power, and the competitors, if you want a V6, some others like the RAV4, example, it's more than 30 grand.
Absolutely, and that's where, you know, it's been the success of Escape over the last 9, 10 years or 12 years since the vehicle got introduced. Offers a product a customer wants, and at the same time make it a value proposition where what you get for what you pay is just no one can beat that.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting. When do they hit dealers? I know a lot of people listening to this. I've been talking about this crossover for a long, long time, saying to people, if you're in the market for a crossover, just wait a little bit. The Escape is coming, and it looks like it's going to be really great. And having driven it, it is. So when is it going to roll onto showroom floors?
Well, production for the new Escape has just started. It's assembled at our Louisville assembly plant. Here in the U.S., so by the time they're hitting our dealerships in Canada, we're probably looking at late May, early June, what we're forecasting at this point.
Thanks for all your time, and good luck with your new Escape.
It is always a pleasure, Zach. Thank you so much.